Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
It's Codeline with Reddy. Of course, it was one of the main stories of the weekend and produced wonderful moments. We're talking, of course, about Ed Sheeran's gigs in Crow Park, which took over Dublin. One of the loveliest onstage moments, of course, happened on Saturday night when Jason Boland from Ed's support act, Codeline, dropped onto one knee and proposed to his girlfriend in front of 82,000 people, showing so many men up across the world. If you haven't seen the clip, here's a little bit of a taste of what went down. You can hardly hear it with all the screaming fans. Of course, 82,000 people are going to overpower everything else. But joining us right now on the line from London is the girl who's on stage being proposed to, Etan Kaur. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm okay. That was a bit surreal listening back to that.
I'd say so. So where are you right now?
Right now, I am sitting in a cafe just outside my work. And I'm about to go to the office and go and do a normal day's work.
Amazing. So back to normal
yeah.
After all that. So how did it all happen? Where were you watching the gig from, and who brought you up to the stage?
So we were watching from the side of the stage. I was standing with Sydney's fiance Karina and the lovely Diane who was there with Steve, and I just thought we were very lucky to be able to stand at the side of the stage and watch Ed. And then I knew something was up when Jay was given the microphone. He's usually the quieter one. So I was like, something weird's happening here. And then two lovely big burly men, I think they're Ed security, ushered me towards the steps, and I believe it was Mark took my hand and brought me onto the stage, and I can't really remember a lot of it. I think I might have blacked out a little bit.
Really? Was there any thought in your mind that thought he would do this?
God, no, absolutely not. If anyone that knows Jay knows that he's a really chilled out guy, he's quite quiet. And I often thought that if we did get engaged, it'd be something like we'd be sitting at home watching TV and he'd just kind of say, do you wanna? Like,
should we do it now? It's about time, isn't
yeah.
it?
I didn't think there'd be 80,000 people there to share it, but it was pretty spectacular.
So how long have you guys been going out now at this stage?
So we've been going out for about 7 years now, but we've been friends for, well, as long as we can remember, really, I think about 4 or 5 years old.
Oh, wow. So it was about time.
Well,
had you ever had the conversation before, or was it something that literally just came out of the blue?
It's like, I mean, we had kind of like, you know, every girl kind of alludes to it, I suppose, but we never had a proper conversation. I might have seen things on Instagram and went, oh, isn't that lovely, Jay?
Wouldn't that be nice?
And, no, there was never any kind of conversation about it.
How has the reaction been, like, in your family and stuff and all that?
Oh, it's insane. It's actually really sweet. My dad's a bit under the weather at the moment. He's up in St. Vincent. And Jason was really sweet. He went in and asked for his permission.
Oh, amazing.
So my dad knew about it. Yeah, my mum and dad are over the moon, and I've gained about 1,000 new friends. Everyone's just been so lovely and sending the nicest messages. I can't believe the reaction. Everyone's just been so lovely. I think there's a lot of men out there that are a bit annoyed at Jay.
That is true. Although there's some women as well who wouldn't like that huge gesture as well. Imagine you were like, oh my God, why did you do this? Why?
I know. Everyone kept saying, why didn't you just say no for the crack?
It definitely would have gone down differently that way completely. So these are complete, this sort of gesture is completely out of Jay's character. He wouldn't be like this at all.
No. This is so not Jay. I don't know what came over him.
And when do you think the big day will be, or is that conversation not been had yet?
I've absolutely no idea, but my friend Karina is getting married to Vinny, so I'm sure that we'll have lots of planning to do together.
Very nice. Loads of conversations that you have quite similar, yeah.
Definitely,
absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
So are you going to become the bridezilla, or is Jay going to become the bridezilla?
Well, I don't know. I mean, things are changing, so you never know.
Very
but
true.
No, I don't think so. We're both really chill. So.
Maybe you could get married in front of 80,000 people.
Oh, I don't know about that, but everyone's invited.
Amen. So you're on your way to work now. What is it that you actually do over in London?
I'm a music publicist.
Ah, very cool. So like-minded people.
So, exactly, yeah. It's really strange, actually, being on an interview. I'm usually off the other end, sorting it out for people, so yeah. It's really strange.
And what about the ring? Did he have a ring?
Yes, he did. He picked out the ring himself. And
this is the big
beautiful thing
now, isn't it? Because I know so many people who propose, but they always propose with something that isn't actually a proper ring because they don't trust themselves to actually pick something out that will either A, fit the person, or two, whether they'll actually like it.
Well, that's the thing. I always kind of thought it would be that way. Maybe I thought it would be with like an onion ring or a jelly ring or something like that. But no, he did a spectacular job. It was absolutely beautiful. I couldn't have picked a better one myself.
Describe the ring for us so we can get a mental picture in our mind.
Gosh, I'm really bad at this stuff. But
it's round, it has a hole in it.
It's got a beautiful crisscross band on it and just one clear diamond in the middle. And I really hope that I don't lose it. I have a history of being a bit careless with these things, so I better get it insured.
Well, if proposing in front of 80,000 people didn't show other men up, I'm sure that ring will show other men up completely. Congratulations, Eton. I'm sure it was an amazing, magical night, and I'm sure it's going to be the exact same thing for your wedding.
Yeah, I'm sure once it all sets in, it'll start to make sense, I hope.
Amen. Have an incredible day, an incredible week, and I'm sure
Thank
you'll
you.
Have an incredible year as well.
Thank you so much. It was great speaking to you.
Awesome. I'll let you get back to work. That's Eton Corr, soon to be, of course, getting married after Saturday night. Check out the videos. There's about 82,000 of them.